This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
At Frisch's, you can savor the sweet or be bad to the bun. Satisfy your sweet desires with our new chicken or egg waffle sandwiches featuring maple bacon jam. Or cross the tracks with Big Boy's spicy cousin, the Bad Boy. Kicked up with Frisch's spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. You can savor the sweet or be bad to the bun. For a limited time only at Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Well, once again, everybody, it's Jack with Matt. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, we are at Coldwater. And we've got a beautiful afternoon for a doubleheader. Second game upcoming, Matt. Blue skies, nice wind, no rain.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. We've waited long enough.
Yep. Couldn't have scripted a better forecast for today. We've got Rushi 13-16, Cincinnati Christian 17-5. Rematch of, rematch of last year's regional semifinal at Springfield. The winner takes on Minster at a time to be determined tomorrow. No announcement yet, right?
Right. It'll probably determine on the winner of this game. And obviously, Cincinnati Christian's got a two-hour bus ride to come back up here tomorrow,
right,
compared to maybe, what, 35, 40 minutes for Rushi.
The Rushi Raiders have not been a strong hitting team all year. Outstanding pitching. Evan Monier's come along in support of Daniel Kearns, who is the ace. And that's what the Raiders need today. Dynamite pitching from Daniel Kearns, which is what Rushi got in beating Fort Loramie 1-0 in a sectional championship. And then Evan Monier rose to the occasion in the district championship game.
Yeah, they got behind 1-0 against Newton in that district final, but then they came back with a couple runs, I believe, in the bottom of the first. And pretty much from there, Evan Monier just took over.
Yeah, Rushi's a team which incrementally has gotten better as the season has progressed. 0-7 start. Raiders have never won more than two in a row, have a chance right now to win their third straight. How about that? But we're going to hear from head coach Kevin Flippo here in just a few seconds. His counterpart, Curtis Moak, head coach at Cincinnati Christian, a team with a roster of 10 or 11 kids. It's amazing. Regional semifinalist, a 10 or 11 person roster. It's incredible to me.
That's all you need. If your starting nine is that solid.
Cincinnati Christian lost to Fort Loramie in the regional championship last year. It's a club blessed with a lot of versatile players. One young man for Cincinnati Christian has started six or seven different positions, and I think has played as many as maybe seven or eight different spots at different times over the course of the season. Kevin Flippo says, hey, little by little we've gotten better. No big win streaks, poor start. We've done it with pitching. Hitting has improved itself over the course of the season. But he said, we're playing our very best ball we have all year long right now, thanks to getting better inch by inch by inch over the season so far.
With eight seniors, you know, we're a veteran team, but a lot of these guys are of the seniors. And there's some of them, this is their first-year players, and even Jordan York, Gavin George, you know, this is only second year in the program, so they were late to it as well. So if you look at that, we're still young, then we start with two freshmen and a sophomore. So it took a while for the younger guys to believe that they belonged here. Mm-hmm. You know, that was part of our struggles. It's they started a little slowly along with everything else, and once the seniors rallied around the freshmen, they helped them out. You know, we all helped each other out. When you know you're 0-7, you can't give up. You gotta still believe. They did. We stayed positive. They stayed positive in each other, and it took some time. It took some believing. It took a lot. But, you know, after a couple big games, it was nothing major. It was just the little things. Just starting, hey, we played a good ball game. We played consistent, mm-hmm. that type of thing. That built the confidence, and that just kind of, we started, hey, we're just baby steps, but we kept moving forward little bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. Strength of your offense, where does it lie in the order?
Good. Our numbers are not good. You saw our stats. They're not good. That plays to the level of the competition that our non-league schedule. Sure. So I think we've seen a lot of great pitching. Everybody's been above average. I mean, when we went through the bunch of the MAC schools, we saw some of their top two, top three pitchers, and that's what only makes you stronger. Prepares you for the, you know, towards the end of the season to make a tournament run. But our top hitters, I mean, I was Carter Francis. He was been our big bat returning, and like everybody else, we struggled early, and he's really swinging now. He's more aggressive. Everybody's confident. And the weather warms up, you finally see the ball actually flying. You know, you're actually able to hit a gap, maybe hit a ball over somebody's head instead of just being they're able to run it down. That gets a confidence goal. And Jordan York swinging the bat as best all year as well. Mm-hmm. Will Sherman in the fourth spot, and Evan Monier lead off. I think Evan was the key. He again struggled early, but once he started just getting on base out of the leadoff spot, you know, being more aggressive, a few more hitting the ball better, just having better at bats, finding a way to get on. You know, once you get your leadoff man on, it helps everything else to click for your offense.
In ace lefty Daniel Kearns, a senior experienced pitcher, you got a chance to win any ball game.
But when Daniel was on the mound, and they were a different group. They believed. It's like, hey, we can win today.
Sure.
You know, the other days, I was like, we're not quite as certain at the earlier on. You know, the confidence wasn't there. But when Daniel's on the mound, we truly believe we can win any game. We can beat anybody. And those guys play with that confidence. So to know you have that, and as tough as a matchup we have in Cincinnati Christian, we won't be the favorites. They're one of the best teams in the state, you know, as well. So, but as long as Daniel Kearns is in our back pocket, we like our chances.
A thumbnail scouting report of your opponent today.
They're very similar. I mean, it's the same matchup as last year, and they were so young last year. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of the Smith kid is a three-pitch pitcher, and we had a tough time with him. He worked the ball in and out more than I've seen anybody. And They have so athletic. If you see their stats, they run a lot of stolen bases. They have a few legit power hitters, guys with the numbers wise. I mean, if you look at their offensive numbers, it's very impressive, as it was last year. So I expect to see one of the most athletic teams we'll face, a team that's going to really like to run, and a bunch of free swingers, good athletes at the plate as well.
Kevin Flippo, head coach of Rushi. His team, incrementally, pitch by pitch, inning by inning, game by game, has gotten better this year. My math, Matt, was incorrect. Rushi is on a three-game win streak right now, having won three in a row in the tourney, beating Riverside 10-0, Fort Loramie 1-0 in that shocker, and Newton 3-1. Never prior to this three-game win streak, having won more than two in a row before, until the last few weeks. But Daniel Kearns is on the hill today, and as Coach Flippo noted, and as we agree, Rushi can be very dangerous if Kearns throws a gem, and he's capable of doing it any time out. He's 6'4 and a half. He's got the long arms, and the 60 feet 6 inches when he throws is more like, well, closer to 52 or 53 feet, because he's got an odd arm angle. He's a lefty. He's got a changeup against righties, and when he's ahead in the count with a couple of strikes, he can make right-hand hitters look pretty silly with that off-speed pitch.
The Raiders definitely need to get off to a good start to pick up a quick early run. Last year, I believe in the regional semifinals, there were some errors, snowballed, and yep. Rushi never got a chance to come back.
No, didn't. And Rushi needs airtight defense behind Daniel Kearns here today in order for him to keep his pitch count down, because this game could very well be tight. It might wind up being an 8 or 9 inning contest. Who knows? Curtis Moak, head coach for Cincinnati Christian, was an outstanding high school player at Hamilton High, won the state, I think, back in the early 90s, 93, I believe it was. No, 97 was when he graduated from Hamilton. And his team is quite young still. It's a roster which is lean on players, high on talent and speed. Coach Moak says, yeah, we're still pretty youthful. We were young a year ago, we're 1 year older, and he said that is making a big difference.
A year's experience is definitely always a plus. The majority of our starting lineup was here last year, same location. There's a lot of familiarity there. I think we've improved everybody as far as hitting, making consistent contact, hitting the ball the other way, and just being able to grind a little bit. I don't know how to explain that. And something that I have emphasized all year is accountability and just being tough. I don't know how to explain that as a coach, but there's just this tough mentality that sometimes kids these days struggle with, and sometimes they just kind of will throw in the towel on you. And there's a couple moments this year where I felt like I could question the toughness, but as of late, I think they've tasted the championship mentality again, and they seem to really be putting some things together. So
yeah, I know a key part of your program is moving base runners, playing small ball when it's needed. Of course, you played Rushi in the regional semifinals last year.
We both did play a little small ball.
Yeah, both did, and that's a trademark of your team.
There's no doubt about it. Part of that is I'm a big believer in taking what the game gives you.
Sure.
And as a coach, your obligation is to pull from your kids what they're capable of doing, get their best potential. And if you got kids that can't hit out of the park, you know, first 1 through 5 or 6, and they're not going to hit the gaps on you, you've got to get creative. And we've got to get the guys in scoring position. That's just baseball. So we've had that trademark, and a big part of it is I do believe in that mentality, but we're trying to win, and we'll do it however we got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Your kingpin, number one on the mound, is Smith.
Yeah.
Talk about his stuff, what makes him so difficult to hit.
I would say, I've always said this about high school pitchers. If a high school pitcher can throw two pitches for strike, strikes, he's going to have great success. But you add in there above average velocity and even being able to throw a third pitch for a strike, it's just a rare thing.
Right.
And Mitchell has been that for 4 years for us, even when he was a tall, even thinner than he is now, freshman. I saw the great potential in him because he could throw more than one pitch for a strike and be around the zone. So I'm not surprised at all that he's shattered pretty much every record at the school. You know, he's done it on both sides of the field and is just an exceptional leader. And, yeah, so he's our guy. And I expect an absolute dogfight. I fully anticipate that their guy's going to throw well. He's going to throw more than one pitch for a strike. I think it's going to be a late win for whoever it is. It's going to be sixth or seventh inning. Somebody's going to jump ahead. That's my guess. Hopefully it's us, and we're able to execute. I anticipate that our ace will throw well and keep us in the game, and I anticipate theirs will do the same.
And, Matt, I think Coach Moak is right on. Head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi would agree. He, too, is hoping for a tight, low-scoring game. That means Rushi is in it to the wire. And left-hand pitcher Daniel Kearns is on the mound for maybe, you know, seven full innings. Kevin Flippo's Rushi Raiders, hey, pretty good tradition. 5 years for him as head coach. 4 years in the regional. Not too shabby. Congratulations, head coach Kevin Flippo at Rushi.
Especially considering the tournament trail that Rushi and you got Lormy in that sectional,
sure.
Layman, Triad, all those programs, now Mechanicsburg. There's a lot of strong programs in that sectional.
As Coach Flippo noted, eight seniors, not all of those seniors have loads of experience starting on the field for the Raiders. Only two seniors in the starting nine for Cincinnati Christian, which has grown up a lot since a year ago. It is a very talented team, and it should be a great game. National anthem upcoming. We'll return with starters in a moment. Rushi and Cincinnati Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
You know, Matt, it takes a man with unbelievable baseball knowledge and skill at coaching to bring along a team like Cincinnati Christian with less than a dozen players. As I mentioned, Curtis Moak, dynamite high school player on a state championship team in Hamilton, he played professional baseball, did the Cincinnati Christian coach. A couple of years in the Reds minor league organization, a year with the Oakland A's, made his mark, or tried to make his mark, as a left-handed reliever, was a left-handed middle infielder at Hamilton High. So, you know, he's taken a dozen players or fewer here at Cincinnati Christian and molded this very small Division IV school into a D4 powerhouse. And Rushi gets a second shot at Cincy Christian here today, having lost to Cincinnati Christian, the Cougars, a year ago at Springfield.
They play a very good schedule. We all know about Rushi and Minster with their schedule, but Cincinnati Christian also plays a very good schedule. A lot of Division II and III teams in their conference and in their non-league schedule. By the time they get here to regional, they're ready to roll.
Oh, yes. The home team is Cincinnati Christian. Our home team in Game 1 was Mechanicsburg. Rushi, the visitor, will hit first. Starting lineup for the Raiders is as follows. Evan Monier, shortstop, leads it off. Jordan York, center fielder, bats second. Carter Francis, third baseman, hits in the three spot. Will Sherman, the catcher, fourth. Grant Saunders, first baseman, hits fifth. Daniel Kearns, the pitcher, batting sixth. Gavin George in left field, seventh. Tyler Scott, the DH, hits eighth. And Aiden Shappy, the right fielder, bats number nine. Scott will hit for second baseman Drew Sherman, by the way. Cincinnati Christian defensively, Mitchell Smith on the mound. This senior can reach 85 mph. Multiple no-hitters for him at Cincy Christian over a two-year period. He's got four different pitches, can throw them all for strikes, as can Daniel Kearns. Should be quite a matchup. Mitchell is a right-hander. His battery mate, Cody Anderson, sophomore catcher. Infield looks like this from left to right around the diamond. Caden Glenn and Alex Johnson man the second base and shortstop posts up the middle. And we'll highlight that infield for Cincinnati Christian for you in detail in a moment as the first two pitches to Monier are strikes. And the leadoff hitter for Rushi is down 0-2, and there's a foul fly to right out of play. Hey, I thought Austin Brown worked fast for Minster in game one. This Mitchell Smith is lightning quick. It's almost like he has no time to get the sign from the catcher.
And it's all strikes.
Crazy.
Austin had a little bit of trouble getting in control there that first game. This guy, Smith here, is right on from the start.
Yep. He winds and fires, two strikes on Monier, and the ball is bounced foul through the on-deck circle against the screen, still 0-2. Bryce Youngkins is the third baseman for Cincinnati Christian. He is DH'd in the batting order. The first baseman, Jacob Carroll, up the middle, Alex Johnson at short, Caden Glenn at second, and the outfield includes Winston Spencer in left, Tim Karanji in center, and Trevor Allen in right. And the
Smith missed. He missed badly. Hit Monier in the head with the pitch.
Yeah, the two-strike pitch by Smith, as I was talking, plunked Monier on the helmet. So Smith, who usually fashions excellent control, hits Monier, and now Jordan York steps in. Let's see if he's bunting. Throw to first base by Smith is not in time. Stepping back easily is Evan Monier.
I would believe Rushi coach Kevin Flippo will try to play for an early run.
Bryce Youngkins at third comes charging as York takes the pitch outside. A ball, a strike on him. 1-1.
Because if both pitchers are on like we think they can be, this could be a 1-0.
Oh, no question. 2-1, 1-0, very likely possibility. Here's the pitch by Smith. York wants to bunt, brings the bat back, and the count is a ball and a strike. I think I've added a third pitch in there already, and it's just a 1-1 count on York. 1-1 on Jordan. He had the big double in helping Rushi defeat Fort Loramie in extra innings in the sectional title game. In fact, I think his two-bagger scored Aiden Shappy, who'd gotten on with it.
It wasn't a very hard hit, but it was just right where it needed to be in right field.
Here's the pitch to York, squares to bunt, and it's a good one. To Youngkins at third, he charges, throws a bullet to first, and York is out by a step. Very good bunt, but Jordan York, he died that ball like a chip shot with a wedge in the game of golf. It hit the grass, 15 feet up the line at third, and just spun. And a good fielding third baseman, Bryce Youngkins, came in, made the play. And there is one down for Rushi, runner at second, top of the first inning. And here is Carter Francis. York, by the way, was hitting .295 on the year with 23 hits. That was his seventh sacrifice on the season in the two-hole. Carter Francis takes a ball. The senior's hitting .298 with 25 base knocks on the campaign. The pitch by Smith is inside, and it's 2-0. Smith's control a bit off here against Carter Francis.
He's having a hard time getting that inside pitch in for strikes.
Here's the 2-0 pitch, a curveball dipping down below the knees, over the plate but low, and it's 3-0. Youngkins at third is a step or two behind the base path. And Bryce's last name is spelled J-U-N-G-K-U-N-Z, pronounced Yunkins. There's a strike, a bullet on the outside corner, waist high. Two balls and a strike on Carter Francis. His 25 hits on the year topped the team. Pitch to Francis, knee-high strike over the plate. Didn't like the call, took it. Umpire signaled strike two. 2-2 on Carter. Game's first run, and Monier had it second. He was moved along there by the bunt from York. Here's a high fastball, cut on, whiffed, strike three. Big swing by Francis. He climbed the ladder, couldn't connect.
Nice comeback from Smith from the 3-0.
Yep. Will Sherman steps in, the catcher. 23 hits on the year, 7-2 baggers. 286 batting average for Sherman. Monier leading by 10 feet, 12 feet, at its second. Infield playing pretty honestly. Second baseman moving in toward the bag and then away. Lead by Monier, a secondary jump. The pitch to Sherman, breaking ball, chest high, a strike. Nothing and one on Sherman. Wind has died down a little bit. It's off again, on again. Strong at times, blowing out to center here at Coldwater. There's a breaking ball low and away to Sherman. A ball, a strike.
Yeah, that flag's not really moving much in left center, and it was whipping pretty good most of that first game.
Minster won easily, 13-2 over Mechanicsburg in game one. Minster awaits the winner tomorrow afternoon here at Coldwater for a berth in the state Final Four. Breaking pitch is up out of the strike zone. Two balls and a strike now on Sherman. Outfield playing him pretty honestly. Center fielder shading slightly right center. That's Tim Karamji. There's a fastball right down the pipe. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Sherman. Well, you can bet Smith will give him some kind of a good breaking ball on this 2-2 action pitch right here. Shortstop for Cincinnati Christian, Alex Johnson, is deep. Here's a breaking pitch. It's missing, a little up and away, and the count goes full on Sherman. He curved him, but
just didn't break.
Nope. Mitchell Smith couldn't find the strike zone. Here is the 3-2 pitch now to Sherman. The lead at second by Monier. Fastball, outside corner. No, he didn't get the call. Pitcher didn't get the call from the plate ump, who said it just missed. In fact, the Cincinnati Christian catcher, Cody Anderson, looked back over his shoulder. Umpire shook his head just outside to Sherman, who's aboard. First and second, two out for Rushi. Top of the first inning. Here's Grant Saunders, 12 ribbies on the year, needs one right now. Batting just a point under 300 on the campaign. Saunders, a freshman. First four hitters, seniors for Rushi. Opening pitch low to Saunders for a ball. Smith firing again. Fastball way upstairs, and it's 2-0. Mitchell Smith, who's got an outstanding strikeout-to-walk ratio of in excess of 10 to just a little more than 1, continues to fall behind here in the top of the first inning.
Already at 22 pitches.
And this is not typical Mitchell Smith. Here's the pitch on the play, or on the outside. He missed the strike zone again. 3-0.
Rushi showing good discipline at the plate. Those pitches are, they're off, but they're not off by too much.
Saunders, a right-hand hitter. 3-0 on him. Let's see if he gets the green light if it's over. Probably not. Smith fires. Breaking pitch. Inside half of the plate, a strike. 3-1. Three and one on Saunders. Game's first run parked at second. Smith fires, and it's a low fastball grounded to second. 1-2, big hops to the shortstop, or I should say to Alex Johnson at short, and he gloves chest high, flips on to his second baseman teammate, Caden Glenn, covering for the out. Ball was hit on the barrel, but a couple of big chops to the shortstop, and it was a routine play to end Rushi's first inning. Two runners left to board for the Raiders. No hits for Rushi. Smith gets out of trouble. We move along now to the bottom of the first, and we have got no score here at Coldwater in our second regional semifinal of the day. Say, don't miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney's Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You had better get going to Goffney. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Yes, take advantage of the Design Center and Room Planning Service at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. For added savings, go to the website, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. But now the wind is stirring up, Matt, blowing furiously to center. It goes in waves. It'll shut down for a while. And I bet it's at a good, what, 15 to 20 miles an hour right now?
Yeah, I would say that looks away right now at 81 degrees, and winds are out of the west-southwest at 16.
And the radar looks pretty clean.
Yeah. Not really saying anything until 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
We should be done by then.
Unless we got a 25-inning affair.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Christian's lineup is as follows. The pitcher, the best hitter on this club, with an amazing 564 average and an earned run average on the mound of well under two. Mitchell Smith steps to the plate, a senior, three homers on the year, 31 ribbies. As I mentioned, a batting average over 560. He leads it off. Winston Spencer, the left fielder, bats second. Alex Johnson, the shortstop, third. Jacob Carroll, the first baseman, cleanup. Trevor Allen in right field bats fifth. As Kearns opens up with a breaking ball to Smith, and he twists it inside out, foul, out of play to the right. Trevor Allen, the freshman right fielder, in the fifth spot. Cody Anderson, the catcher, a sophomore, batting sixth. Tim Karanji, who started last year as a freshman outfielder, is the sophomore center fielder, batting seventh. Caden Glenn at second base, a freshman eighth, and sophomore Connor Pletz, DH is in the nine spot for third baseman Bryce Youngkins. Another foul off the bat of Smith. The count, a ball and two strikes. The left-hander Kearns fires. Mitchell Smith, inside out swing, fly ball, right field line, foul. Skipping into foul ground is Aiden Chappie. Got it for the out. Fine gallop and catch by Chappie, who never gave up on that one. Beautiful play, fine. Standout.
May not seem like a big deal now, but that's probably two or three less pitches. And Smith, like you said, with all the numbers he's had, to get a quick out against him, even bigger.
Standout defensive play by Chappie to open the bottom of the first for Rushi, retiring Smith, who is a tough out. That young man gets on base close to two-thirds of the time. The count, a ball and a strike on Winston Spencer, the junior left fielder, also bats from the right. In fact, the first three hitters for Cincinnati Christian do bat from the right side. Spencer, 433 on the year for Cincinnati Christian, which posted a 17-5 mark on the campaign. Cincinnati Christian's losses were to tough opponents. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, 3-2, Seven Hills, 9-7 in extras. Cincinnati Country Day, 6-2. Summit Country Day, 6-5. A loss late in the year to Middletown Madison, 10-2. And a four-pitch base on balls delivered here by Kearns to Winston Spencer, the right-hand batting left fielder for Cincinnati Christian.
And why do you say it? Cincinnati Country Day went to the regionals. Summit Country Day, I think, lost in the district finals. Cincinnati Hills Christian's always solid. Solid Division II, III program.
Yeah, each
Seven Hills made the district finals, lost to Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, every one of the opponents which beat Cincinnati Christian this year, rock-solid teams with the good baseball traditions, especially of late. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Johnson. No score, bottom of the first. Rushi threatened in the Raiders' top half, put two on. There's a called strike, knee high, inside corner, 1-1 on Johnson. Spencer at first, one down. There's a foul back over our heads, 1-2. We have seen a bevy of pitchers today who work incredibly fast. I mean quick. The ball comes back from the catcher. The sign is taken, and boom, here comes the pitch to the plate.
Keeps the defense sharp.
1-2 on Johnson, who steps out. Kearns has got a runner at first, Winston Spencer, and he's got good wheels. And don't be surprised if eventually in this at-bat or the next one, Spencer attempts to steal second base. This is a small ball running club, Cincinnati Christian. Here's the pitch by Kearns, and here's the ball bounced by Johnson to short. Good play by the Rushi shortstop, who runs forward, snatches. Evan Monier deals to first. Grant Saunders stretches out by a half step. Johnson nipped, barely. Runner, though, moves along to second.
Great play by Evan Monier on that. I didn't know if he would have a chance to straighten up and throw, but he got enough on the throw, and Grant Saunders made a nice up-high catch for the second out.
And thankfully for Evan at short, the ball did stay up.
He didn't have to bend down and go get it.
Nope, he was able to make the field around his waist where his bare hand was, and he quickly dug that ball out of the mitt and delivered a strike to Saunders. Kearns against a left-hand hitter here. First baseman Jacob Carroll, 343 on the year. First pitch, a taken strike. Runner at second. Two down now for Cincinnati Christian. Wide open stance at the plate for Carroll with his feet very far apart. Strike two. Inside corner. Carroll shakes his head. Didn't like it.
Besides Mitchell Smith, this is the only other senior on the Cougar roster.
Yep, only two starts. Kearns into the stretch, outside target, being held there by Will Sherman. Kearns fires, misses wide by 3 or 4 inches. A ball and two strikes. Kearns a strike away from closing out the bottom of the first for Cincinnati Christian. The runner at second, Winston Spencer. Here's the stretch, the look back at him. Slow breaking ball. And attempting to time it is Jacob Carroll, gets a piece of it, fouls it to the backstop. A ball and two strikes on Carroll. Outfield is bunched in for Carroll. And if a base hit is knocked right to the left center or right fielder, it might be difficult for Spencer to score. He's trying to get a good secondary lead against Kearns. Kearns looks back at him, comes plateward. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch down. He got him. Well done to Kearns. Bottom of the first over. We've played one. Has not been a hit in the game yet. Nothing, nothing. Rushi, Cincinnati Christian. The winner gets Minster tomorrow afternoon here at Coldwater on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Well, we figured we'd have a scoreless contest here in the second game between Cincinnati Christian and Rushi. We've only played one, and this 0-0 score could sustain itself for several more innings. Two fine defensive, good pitching clubs. Daniel Kearns on the mound for Rushi. Mitchell Smith on the mound for Cincinnati Christian. No balls and two strikes on the Rushi hitter. As we start play here in the top of the second inning, and here's a hard ground ball cracked to short. It is fumbled by the shortstop, but then a nice recovery by Alex Johnson, who throws out Daniel Kearns at first base for the Rushi Raiders.
He bobbled it, but it didn't get very far, and he threw a strike over to first.
Now stepping in is Gavin George. The left fielder wears number one on his back. 222 on the year. Kearns had entered the game batting a little over the 200 mark. Hit the ball solidly, but the Cincinnati Christian shortstop was fundamentally sound and kept the ball right in front of him. Here's a high foul by George, pulled down the left field line, out of play beyond the dugout of Cincinnati Christian. No balls and a strike on him. One down for Rushi, top of the second inning. Smith winding, throwing, curveball. Yes, sir, strike two. That seemed to freeze the Rushi hitter, and it broke in and over against George. Quickly working Smith, fastball, and he pumps one home. Cut on and missed, strike three. George is down on three pitches. Here comes Tyler Scott. He's the DH for the Rushi Raiders, for Drew Sherman. And here is an infield tapper by Scott. That's going to be a routine play at first. And very quickly, in lightning-like fashion, in the span of maybe what?
Just eight pitches.
8 pitches, 2.5 minutes, and Rushi's up and out in the top of the second. We advance now to the bottom of inning number two. Rushi nothing, Cincinnati Christian nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, our sponsors include Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Call on Regal. Outstanding reputation. Put a big smile on everybody's face with a plaque or trophy or award of some kind from Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. And a quick working Daniel Kearns is ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes on Cincinnati Christian's fifth man in the order, freshman right fielder Trevor Allen, and he's down swinging, foul tip into the mid of Sherman. Three pitches, three outs. This game moving right along at a brisk pace.
You blink, you miss it.
Two straight Ks for Kearns. Cody Anderson, the sophomore catcher, steps in. Pitch by Kearns. Well done. Knee high, right over the heart. 0-1. Kearns gets the ball back from Sherman, and here he goes to work again, low and away, a ball and a strike, 1-1. Thanks as well to Maury's Landing, in Minster across from Lake Loramie. Outstanding food. You'll enjoy the baked haddock at night. That's the catch of the day. Fine assortment of fish entrees at Maury's Landing. Open at 6 in the morning for breakfast, which is superb, too. An array of wraps and sandwiches at lunch. A foul ball out of play to make it 1-2, and then a taken inside curveball by the hitter Cody Anderson. 2-2 on him. Kearns winding, firing. Ooh, in on the fist of the hitter, a foul to the right. Still 2-2. No score. Bottom of the second. Rushi nothing. Cincinnati Christian nothing. And Daniel Kearns on the hill for the Raiders is pitching with confidence. Winding, firing, strike three. Woo, that looked like a two-seamer. Low outside corner, right on the knees. And a belated swing by Anderson. Missed it over top. He's out. Three straight strikeouts for Kearns. Here's Tim Karanji, the sophomore center fielder. He bats from the right side. There's a pitch high, a little above the chest. 1-0 on Karanji.
I meant to say this earlier in the first game, Jack, but what a great tournament atmosphere it's been here today.
Here's the pitch to Karanji. Swung on, a towering pop fly foul to the right of home plate. It lands just over the dugout of Rushi, out of play, and the count is 1-1. Yeah, here at Coldwater, it's tight, it's close, it's intimate. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of uproar from one side of the stands here at Coldwater. It sounds like every single person's on their feet.
Right, right.
Here's the 1-1 pitch to Karanji. Kern, slow breaking ball upstairs, 2-1.
And on a beautiful late spring day, we haven't had very many of those.
No.
It's been great.
Another pitch to Karanji. Kearns has him off balance and reaching. Outside edge pitch is flown to right. Good hustle play again by Chappie. He's right on the chalk, about 280 from home plate, and catches it for the out. He snared two down there so far in this game for the Raiders. Kearns gets him in order. We go to the third. Rushi, Cincinnati Christian, no score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Both teams on three-game win streaks. Cincinnati Christian beat Felicity Franklin 7-0 to start tournament play, and then nipped New Miami 2-1 and Tri-County North 3-1. So Cincinnati Christian has allowed just two runs in the tourney so far. The first pitch by Mitchell Smith is a strike to start the third inning for the Raiders, who send up Aiden Chappie, the right fielder. Two defensive gems by Chappie so far in this game, and he fouls to the screen. He's behind, two strikes.
He had a big diving catch in the district semifinal against Loramie to keep that a scoreless game as long as it did.
First inning. Yep. Outstanding play by Chappie. Then he came up with the flare to right in the 10th to start the one-run rally. He strikes out here. Smith mows him down with heat in on the hands. One away for Rushi, top of the third, in a very hastily quick-moving game. Back to the top, Here is Evan Monier, who was hit on the top of the helmet by a pitch in the first inning. He eventually got to second. He takes a curveball above the waist, over, strike one. And I think I've seen my first cloud of the day off in the distance to the north. Swing by Monier, pop fly, second base, very short right field. On the green, the second baseman Glenn has it for the out for the Cougars. Two down for Rushi here in the top of the third. And now here comes Jordan York to the plate. He had a successful sacrifice bunt for Rushi in the first. Winner of this game will play Minster tomorrow for the regional championship here at Coldwater. York with a big roundhouse swing. He goes after a high hard one, can't connect, and it's a ball and a strike, 1-1 on him. Smith again, Lou in a way, it's a curveball bouncing to Anderson, the Cincinnati Christian catcher. Two balls and a strike on York. Then the winner of the regional title tomorrow advances to a state Final Four semifinal next Friday at 4 o'clock in Akron. Here's a rip by York. He misses. Strike two, 2-2. Both pitchers showing good stuff, getting a lot of swings and misses through the first three innings here today. Two away for Rushi, top of the third. Wind up by Smith, pitch to York. That's strike three called. Knee high, right down the middle. York tried to act as though it wasn't over, but it indeed was. In the middle of the plate, right at the hollow of the knee, and the umpire rings him up. Strike three. Well, we move along now to the bottom of the third inning. We don't have a hit yet in this game. No score. Rushi nothing. Cincinnati Christian nothing. Regionals semifinal Division Four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back here at Coldwater. It is a sun-drenched day, wind blowing out here at the Coldwater Stadium. I like this park, Matt, but when the wind is breezy and advancing from the southwest to the northeast, the left field porch, the right field porch, even that long distance to center are all made easier because it can be a jet stream here. And the flag is showing a brisk wind from the southwest right now. Here's a pop bunt in the air by the leadoff hitter for Cincinnati Christian in the bottom of the third inning. And in cat-like fashion, Daniel Kearns comes off the mound, and he catches it on a fly.
Nice idea. Not a very good bunt, though.
It was not executed. Nope. So the bunt attempt by Caden Glenn fails. Pop up to the pitcher, Kearns. D.H. Connor Pletz steps in. Pletz is hitting just over 200, bats from the left side. Kearns throws a strike, looked like a slider or a slurve on the outside corner. Kearns right back into action again. That is a big bending curveball, and it stayed up. 1-1 on Pletz. He's the D.H. for the third baseman, Youngkins. And playing small ball again, Pletz bunts foul, third base side.
He has a low crouch. It makes it kind of hard to throw strikes to.
2-2 on Pletz. in one way or another. Small ball could very well decide this game, aided by a walk, an error, a poor throw, missing the cutoff, pass ball, wild pitch.
All the little things.
Yep. Little things will mean the difference in this contest. Here's Pletch with a flare down the left field line. It is curling foul. Ball traveled about 180, 190 feet from home plate. Maybe a little further than that, but clearly foul. Raiders left fielder couldn't get to it. Good hustle by Gavin George. And the count is even up at 2-2 on Pletz. The sophomore left-hand batter hits one off the knuckles foul behind home plate against the screen.
Kern's got a break there. That was ball four.
Did I say it was?
Right. But it's a full count.
Yep. I may have said 2-2. I was in error. Yep. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Pletz. High ball four. Kearns threw him a heater upstairs out of the zone. And Pletz is on. Kearns a real difficult hurler to steal on. No question about that. He'll keep Pletz honest at first. But here's the dangerous Mitchell Smith. 31 ribbies. Almost two a game from the leadoff spot. Matt, how about that?
That's amazing.
Here's Kearns' pitch to Smith. Foul straight back. Hits the top of the screen. And lands behind Sherman, the Rushi catcher. The Shermans are cousins, Will and Drew. Here's the check of first base by Kearns. Big pitch to Smith. Breaking ball high and away. Snap throw down to first. They may get him. Oh, he's safe. Good effort. Fine try. But Will Sherman, as he threw a dart from his crouch position behind home plate after receiving the outside pitch from Kearns. Good tag applied down there by Grant Saunders, but Connor Pletz barely sneaked back in with the hand. 1-1 on Smith, a very dangerous hitter. The throw to Smith swung on, and it's off speed. He tries to time it up and fouls it high in the air over the screen. 1-2, Kearns now ahead. Pletz with a lead at first. Outside target by Sherman at the plate. Throw on to first. Runner is back. We are in the bottom of the third. No score. Nobody with a hit yet. We've had a few base runners. Outside target again. Here's the pitch by Kearns to Smith. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That ball sunk. Looked like a two-seamer, a little down and away. Smith could not get a piece of it. He's down on strikes. And these two hurlers, Matt, are ringing up the batters left and right.
That is, what, four strikeouts now for Kearns.
Here's Winston Spencer, dangerous hitter, over 430 on the year. Bats from the right side, a junior. A runner at first. Let's see if Pletz is going anytime soon. Here's a 1-0 count. Kearns low and in on the breaking ball to Spencer, and it's 2-0.
Six straight balls now to Spencer, who walked on four pitches in the first.
He sure did. Kearns stretching. Gets the sign from Sherman. Breaking ball, yes, inside corner above the belt. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Spencer. Shading Spencer a little left of center is Jordan York out there for Rushi. Yes, there's the change. Knee-high outside corner as Kearns flipped one in there. Spencer started to rip at it, decided not to. It was over anyway. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Two out for Cincinnati Christian here in the third. No score in this game. Kearns, an out away from sending it to the fourth. The stretch, the look at first. There's a high fastball, and coming up empty is the hitter for Cincinnati Christian. He whiffs. Five Ks now for a red-hot Kearns.
Kearns coming kind of from the side there a little bit. on that one.
Oh, he's been clever. Both pitchers are on. We go to the fourth, just as we thought. It's low scoring. More than that, no runs, no hits. Fourth inning coming up. Rushi to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We start inning number four. This game moving along at an unbelievably fast pace. We played three quarters of an hour. We're in the fourth. A ball, a strike for Cincinnati Christian pitcher Mitchell Smith on the Rushi hitter Carter Francis, who struck out in the first. 1-2 now on Carter. Another foul to the left. Out of play.
After throwing 25 pitches in the first inning, Smith has just thrown 19 over the last two.
Well, both young men on the mound economizing beautifully their pitches. Here's a swing and a miss on strike three, but the ball eludes the catcher, Anderson. It rolls to the backstop, and alert Carter Francis sees it, and he spurts to first. No throw. He's on.
It looked like the pitch just dove so much that he swung and missed, but it dove into the dirt and by the catcher, allowing Francis to reach.
That is a tough scoring decision. I don't know if you call that a wild pitch or a pass ball.
Probably, since it went into the dirt.
Yep. That's a WP, a wild pitch, more than likely. And Carter Francis is on at first base, and you can bet Will Sherman is going to be bunting. He squares. The pitch by Mitchell Smith is outside, ball one. Ball, no strikes.
We've been talking that it might take a little break or something to go one team's way. Things like that can come back.
Yep, that's the kind of little thing that can be the margin of difference in a game like this when the pitchers dominate. Here's a bunt up the first baseline. Mitchell Smith charges. He pounces on it, throws to first, out. Carroll received the throw down there for Cincinnati Christian, but it's a nicely done sacrifice bunt by Sherman. The second successful sacrifice in this game for Rushi.
There's been some nice bunts by the Raiders in this game, and during most of the season, they were not particularly known as a well-bunting team.
Yep, that was a theme of our pregame conversation with both coaches. Small ball here today. Here's a drive, hit hard to right field by Grant Saunders. It might be up the gap. It is. It's going to be a double for Saunders. The runner on second, Carter Francis, is home easily. Saunders cracks a double to right center. A no-out two-bagger for Saunders. The fine-hitting freshman comes through. RBI number 13 on the year. And Rushi has jumped on top 1-0 here in the fourth.
Again, a little break. The strikeout wild pitch sets that all up.
Because there's no way that Carter Francis scores from first on that. Not a chance.
Well, he wouldn't reach it at all if the catcher would have held on to it.
Exactly. But he got to second thanks to the bunt. And you're right, he wouldn't have been on board had it not been for the misplay at the plate, the wild pitcher pass ball.
That's probably just a two-out double.
Exactly. One ball on Kearns, who swings from the right side, throws left. Well, Rushi would like to tack on one more. Nobody out. Kearns whiffs at a high, hard one. A ball, a strike, 1-1.
Yeah.
But small ball pays off.
That's a big run out there at second.
If Rushi does not advance Carter Francis to second, he does not score. That's all there is to it.
Saunders was a dead duck at second. He stumbled going back to second, but the second baseman wasn't there.
No.
If he was there, he's a dead duck.
Yeah, the relay came into the deep second base or short right center field position, but nobody was on the bag to take the next throw. That was a miscue, an error of omission by Cincinnati Christian, which might have been able to nail Saunders at second base. 2-1 count now on Kearns. Runner at second, one out. I may have mistakenly said none. One out on the sacrifice bunt by Sherman. Here's the pitch to Kearns. Fastball up, and it's 3-1. 3-1 on Kearns. Yep, Carter Francis reaching on a strike three wild pitch. Well-executed sack bunt by Will Sherman. And from second base, Carter Francis dances home on the short double to right center by Saunders. And Daniel Kearns has walked. Two on, nobody out. And you bunt again right here.
It's an interesting decision when you're at the seventh spot in the order. What do you do here with one out?
Boy, in this game, you get anybody to third at any time you can. And from there, there's a great variety of ways by which you can tally another marker. Gavin George steps in. He struck out, second out in the second. There's a breaking ball down by Smith. Boy, these two pitchers hardly take a breath between pitches. Gavin George ahead in the count of ball. Smith throws. George swings. High pop fly. Short center field. Karanji ranging in. And he calls everybody off. Shortstop left fielder. He's got it for the out. One down for the Raiders. Still two aboard. In the top of the fourth, Rushi has jumped in the lead. 1-0 in this inning. Here's DH Tyler Scott. Scott tapped out in the second. Here's the pitch by Mitchell Smith. Scott climbs the ladder, can't reach a high fastball. No balls and a strike. Head coach Kevin Flippo flashing signs at third. The pitch to Scott. Oh, that's a beauty. Looked like a two-seam fastball that snapped back over the middle of the plate. Nothing and two and Scott. Smith quickly working. Fires to his catcher Anderson. Strike three. High inside fastball. Cut on and missed. I may have mistakenly said the most recent out was the first out when in fact the sacrifice bunt earlier in the inning was the first. That was the third right there. The fly out to short center by George the second. The strikeout by Scott the third. Rushi plates a run and takes the lead. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Raiders one run, one hit. Cincinnati Christian without a run, without a hit here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman, to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Here we go, bottom of the fourth. Rushi on top, 1-0. Kearns is not allowed a hit yet. Alex Johnson, the shortstop for Cincinnati Christian, who grounded short to first in the first inning, steps in and takes a strike. Kearns comes right back low and away, 1-1.
This is a big inning for the Cougars with the 3-4 batter, 3-4-5 batters in their lineup.
You are right about that. Big inning for Kearns as well. Here's a line fly, deep center field, well hit off the bat of Alex Johnson. Ranging back for Rushi is Jordan York. He can't pick it off. The ball rolls toward the warning track. It's a long leadoff double to deep center by Alex Johnson of Cincinnati Christian. First hit for the Cougars, serious threat being posed now as Jacob Carroll, the left-hand batting first baseman, steps in, and let's see what kind of a game is on right here for head coach Connor Moak and the Cougars. Carroll bats from the left side. He would love to pull the ball on the ground to first or second or hit it in the air to right to advance the fleet Johnson to third. A ball on Carroll. No one out for Cincinnati Christian. Here is that ground ball to second base. It takes a high hop off the chest of the Raiders second baseman. It's muffed. It rolls behind him. And a runner is aboard. First and third now for Cincinnati Christian. Drew Sherman had a big tough hop at the last split second. Ball was cracked pretty solidly off the bat of Carroll. Fortunately, for Rushi, Sherman was squarely in front, and the ball didn't kick into right field. Stayed on the dirt, rolled behind him. Runner at second, Johnson, could not score. He did lope along to third. Runners on the corners, none out for Cincinnati Christian here in the fourth inning, and Trevor Allen, the freshman outfielder, steps in. He squares to bunt. And here's the runner attempting to steal. The throw by Sherman behind the plate is thrown to the other Sherman, well in front of the bag at second. Rushi was Johnny on the spot, didn't throw it through. Cincinnati Christian might have sent the runner from third had the Raiders done so. It does wind up being a steal of sorts on the very first pitch here to Trevor Allen, and runners are at second and third. The pitch was a strike to Allen, who's got the tying and go-ahead runs on board now. Good breaking ball by Kearns, waist high, inside corner.
Kearns in big need of a strikeout, and he's two-thirds of the way there.
Two strikes on Allen. He simply wants to put the ball in play. Kearns fires, outside corner. Ooh, just missed, did Kearns. Umpire didn't give it to him. Off the edge by an inch or so. A ball and two strikes. Rushi leads 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Cincinnati Christian with runners at second and third and nobody out. The pitch to Allen. He swings and misses. He struck him out, did Kearns. Well done by Daniel. That was some heat up around the letters. Two strikeouts for Allen on the day. Cody Anderson steps in from the right side. He K'd in the second, as did Allen. Kearns needs another one right here. Wines fires up and in. Strike one.
Wouldn't be surprised if some kind of squeeze is in the works here. He struck out the first time, and he didn't look very good on that swing.
Well, when you get ahead in the count, it's tough for the offense to think about a squeeze, because then a pitch out of the strike zone, which is really difficult to bunt, can be thrown. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Cody Anderson coming up empty twice. Kearns tries to put him away. Here's a high fastball. Pop to the right side. Short right field. Chappie in. Out goes the second baseman for Rushi. Makes a staggering catch. The runner tags from third and scores easily. Runner at second. Skips to third. Out recorded. Excellent play in short right by the Raiders. Nicely done by Drew Sherman, although I tell you what, Matt, had Aiden Chappie been able to make the catch charging toward the plate, there might have been a chance for a better throw.
Because Drew had to turn completely around to make that throw.
No question. Yeah, he was in a tough spot. In fact, he was staggering toward the ground, retreating from the infield when he caught the ball. Rushi did get the out. The game is now tied. Runner at third for Cincinnati Christian. Two down. Here's Tim Karanji at the plate. And with two strikes, he tries to lay down a bunt and fouls it to the screen. Or I should say with two out, he tries to lay down a bunt.
And the other tricky part about that pop-up, it was maybe no more than 5 feet fair. Yeah, so it probably had to go through their mind, too. Do I catch it if it stays fair? Or if it goes foul, do I let it drop?
Here's Kern's pitch with a 1-1 count. And it's 2-1 on Karanji upstairs. It was simply one of those plays on which the second baseman has a difficult time getting turned around and making a surefire on-the-mark throw to the plate. The right fielder had a better chance to do that. But if the second baseman can angle toward the line and make that play, it's his ball most all the time. Here's a foul back by Karanji. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Kearns with the game tied. Outside, that was a fastball just missing. The count goes full on Karanji. We're tied up in the bottom of the fourth. 1-1. Runner at third. Full count pitch, Karanji. Check swing, foul, popped up behind home plate. Karanji flew out to right in the second inning. Very good play in right field. Turned in by Chappie on that batted ball by Karanji. Here's the full count pitch by Kearns to Karanji. It's an inside corner slider. It caught the edge. Strike three. He's rung up. Hitter didn't like it. Raiders get the benefit of the call. Strikeout Kearns. And he's recorded a grand total of how many in this game? Six or seven, Matt? He's hot.
Seven.
Seven Ks for Daniel, although Cincinnati Christian with a very short sack fly behind first base nets a run. Each team plays one in the fourth. We move to the fifth, tied at one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, two hits total in this game so far. Each team has managed to manufacture a run on a single hit, and the two runs scored came in the top of the fourth and the bottom of the fourth, a run, a hit for each team. It is 1-1. We go to the fifth, and we predicted before the game 1-0. Then I said maybe 2-1 at the most, and still 2-1 is in order to happen. Here's a bunt attempt by Rushi, foul between third and home. Top of the fifth, hitter for the Raiders, Aiden Chappie. It was Drew Sherman on the real nice catch from the second base position for Rushi in the bottom of the fourth, on which the runner at third was able to tag and score for Cincy Christian. Swing and a miss, strike two. But Rushi had to record the out there. And Chappie might have been able to call off Sherman. But Sherman called it all the way. That's normally the second baseman's ball angling toward the foul line. Here is strike three called on Chappie, who's out on strikes to start the Rushi fifth. And now Mitchell Smith has recorded 7 Ks as well, 14 between the two pitchers. Here's a line drive, single to center field. No, the center fielder, Karanji, almost overruns it, reaches back, and spears it for the out. What a play by Karanji. That ball was slicing back toward right center. Karanji was off with the crack of the bat, darting into left center, reached back and up behind him at the last split second, and picked it off. Here's a little looper to the right side. Berushi, the right fielder for Cincinnati Christian, in his tracks, steps back once, twice, has it for the out. Well hit ball to center, fairly well hit ball to right. Rushi retired quickly, top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Boy, Mitchell Smith has had some quick innings since the first. 1-1 count on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our fine underwriting sponsors, including two Rushi family-owned firms that have done business for 60 years. They are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, providing the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Bottom of the fifth, left-hand batting Caden Glenn steps in here for Cincinnati Christian. And he hits a topper up the first baseline. Grant Saunders for Rushi, standing on the bag, fields the ball on the second bounce, and it's a quick and easy out. Here comes Connor Pletz to the plate for Cincy Christian. He walked in the third, and the following two hitters at the top of the order for Cincinnati Christian, Smith and Spencer, were struck out by Daniel Kearns. Here's the windup, the pitch to Pletz, and it is in there, high outside part of the plate. Strike two. First pitch was also a called strike. Kearns winds, throws again. That was off the plate outside. I tell you what, Daniel Kearns is very proficient, Matt, at hitting spots. Here's the pitch to Pletz. Slow-breaking curveball lofted foul out of the play to the left. A ball and two strikes on Pletz, the sophomore. He's the DH for third baseman Bryce Youngkins. Two strikes on Pletz. 1-2 pitch, but Kearns fouled out of play to the left again. Pletz, the left-hand batter, hanging tough against Kearns. We are tied at one already, bottom of the fifth inning. One away for Cincinnati Christian. Each team tallied a run in the fourth. Another foul to the left. Kearns keeps pinpointing throws on the outside edge of the plate, and Pletz continues to spoil them.
It was 8 pitches, the first at bat. This will be pitch number 7 this time around.
Here's the pitch by Kern. Slow breaking curveball. Oops, it may have nicked Pletz on the right shoulder. It did.
So that's 15 pitches, and he's been able to reach both times.
Yep, he's the table setter at the bottom of the lineup for Mitchell Smith. Mitchell Smith, as I noted earlier, a very high slugging percentage, batting nearly .570 on the year, three homers, 31 ribbies, Pletz at first, one out. The pitch to Smith, swung on and skied foul, out of play to the right, no balls and a strike. We are tied at one, bottom of inning five here at Coldwater. Second regional semifinal. Minster won the first one today, 13-2 over Mechanicsburg. Low outside breaking pitch to Smith, 1-1. This is a batter with which Kearns needs to be careful, because Smith, with one swing, can gap it. Check swing, high fastball, and it's ruled a strike. He went too far, did the batter Smith. 1-2. Kern's pitch placement and change of speed have baffled the Cougars for the most part here today. 1-1 pitch, one out, one on. Kern's fires, slow breaking ball off the outside corner. The count is two balls and a strike. Scoreboard reads 2-1. It's 2-2. Here's the windup by Kearns, the look at first. Throws to Smith, and right where the previous pitch was, off the plate outside, didn't get Smith to go fishing, and the count's full, 3-2.
Pletz will be off with the pitch. Oh, excuse me, one out.
Pletz with the lead, the pitch to Smith. Swung on, the pitch was up around the shoulders, and he skies it to center. Should be routine for Rushi. Coming in and camping is Jordan York. He hauls it in for the out. The runner, Pletz, trots on back to first. The dangerous Mitchell Smith has been retired three straight times in this game. Twice on catches by York and center. Once Smith was a strikeout victim. Two away, runner at first. Here is Winston Spencer. 4.33 hitter on the year. The junior bat from the right side. And Kearns throws a lazy curveball high and away, ball one.
Kearns will want to get Spencer here since it was Johnson that had that double to start their rally in the fourth.
Kearns fires. Bunt attempt fouled directly into the mid of Sherman behind the plate. It's a strike. That was a foul tip handled neatly by Will Sherman behind the plate. Win is a swinging strike. 1-1 on Winston Spencer. Kearns throws it down. 2-1 over the plate, but low. Pletz at first, a threat to steal, although it looks like third base coach and manager Curtis Moak does not have the steal sign on. Here's the pitch to Spencer, and he swings and pulls a high foul over third, out of play. Count it 2-2 now. Two out for Cincinnati Christian. 1-1 game. Bottom of the fifth. You have the feeling, Matt, that one more run either way is going to be the decisive run. Here's the pitch. Outside corner. Waist high. Yes. He's called out looking. Umpire rings him up. Good. Two-seam fastball tailing away from the batter on the outside portion. And Winston Spencer K's for the second straight time. Five innings complete. We go to the sixth. Rushi 1, Cincinnati Christian 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. Hey, don't forget now about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing, watch link adjustment appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Drop in and tell Jolene Renderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn, phone 526-5557 for store hours. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Leadoff hitter for the Raiders to start the top of the sixth is Carter Francis, who on a two-strike pitch hits a high chopper. Two big bounces to the second baseman for Cincinnati Christian. And retreating a step is Alex Johnson to field, and he shows a potent arm gunning down Francis, but two steps at first.
Nice big target over there at first, too, in Jacob Carroll.
One up, one down for Rushi. Top of the sixth inning. Here's Will Sherman with a foul back over the screen. It was Carter Francis who led off the fourth inning for Rushi two innings ago. He reached on a swinging strike three wild pitch. Here's a fly ball to left center field off the bat of Will Sherman. Karangi ranging over, and he can't make the play. He's got to pick it off on a hop. It's a fly ball single to left center off the bat of Will Sherman for Rushi. Thought for a minute it might hold up long enough for Karangi to chase it down, but he could not do it. And aboard is Will Sherman with the second hit of this game for the Rushi Raiders. A single to left center.
A nice stop by Karangi to hold that just single.
Indeed. Here's Grant Saunders, who's got a double for the Rushi Raiders. He knocked in the Rushi run in the fourth. Runner at first, Saunders fakes the bunt, takes the pitch from Mitchell Smith outside for a ball. One on, one out. Let's see what strategy is in order for Rushi right here. 1-0 count on Saunders. And he bunts it foul off to the right. Count goes to a ball and a strike. Rushi considering the bunt here with one down in the inning. Trying to move the runner to second. None out, one out. In this kind of a game, anytime, any way, you can move somebody to second. It might very well ultimately decide the game. Here's a late swing and a line drive to right. The right fielder coming on for Cincinnati Christian, and he makes a splendid shoot-top catch and doubles the Rushi runner at first base. Wow, what an outstanding play by freshman Trevor Allen as he robbed Rushi of a base knock to right. Allen caught it shoot-top high. Running hard toward the second base bag for Rushi was Will Sherman. He was off with the crack of the bat. Everybody here thought it was going to fall in, and it was picked off by Allen. And then he rifled a throw chest high to Jacob Carroll, and Will Sherman was out by plenty back at first. Top of the sixth is over. The Cougars come to bat. 1-1 game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
It's Jack with Matt here at Coldwater. We enter the bottom of the sixth inning, a 1-1 game. Of course, Daniel Kearns continues to throw. 125 pitches permitted by the starter. Neither pitcher approaching that. Each, Kearns and Smith, less than 100 to this point in time, Matt. So we could see starting pitchers for 8-9 innings in this game this afternoon.
But Smith's been helped the last few innings. The Raiders have went down quickly and in somewhat order.
Yes. Kearns, first pitch, bottom of the sixth, very high fly ball, straightaway right. Chappie moves about 5 feet, and he's got it for the out. One down for Cincinnati Christian on the fly ball to right field off the bat of Alex Johnson. Tell you what, Chappie's been active so far for the Raiders. What's he got? One, two, at least three putouts. Nice plays by him. Here's a curveball, swing and a miss by Carroll, 0-1. This is the first baseman for Cincinnati Christian, left-hand batting Jacob Carroll, 343 on the year. There's another breaking ball upstairs, and Carroll can't find it, 0-2. One out.
Other than the ground ball to Monier in the first inning, the left side has been very quiet.
Yes. There's a low outside curve, just missing. Rushi Crowd wanted strike three. 1-2 on Carroll. 3:43 on the year. Outfield, infield, play Carroll to pull. Big time open stance. He waves at a wide breaking ball and whiffs. Strike three. Nice job by Kearns. He set him up. Daniel Kearns with a microscopic ERA of well under two. He has dazzled Cincy Christian here today. Likewise, Mitchell Smith has been near perfection for the Cougars against Rushi. Two down. Here's Trevor Allen stepping in. The right-hand batting freshman takes it low. Ball one. No one aboard for the Cougars. Kearns fires. Strike. Outside. Edge. Waist high. A ball, a strike on Allen. Rushi shades him up the middle on the infield. Swing, line fly, short center field, might fall. Rushi coming in, a dive, a spectacular play. What a catch. Jordan York picking right up where Cincinnati Christian left off in right field with a fine catch in the previous inning. York matches that one. Brilliant maneuver by him. Looked like a base hit for sure. Out is recorded. We've gone through six. 1-1 game, just like we thought. Top of the seventh upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We advance to the top of inning number seven here at Coldwater. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. The winner of this game plays Minster at a time to be determined tomorrow. Could be 1 o'clock, could be 2 o'clock. I guess there's a chance it might be three. Understand that's what Cincinnati Christian, which has a ways to travel, would prefer. If Rushi wins, we could play at two, maybe as early as one tomorrow. We are in the seventh now, tied at one. Three total hits in this game. Here's Rushi swinging, first pitch, seventh inning. Line fly to right. Trevor Allen drifting into right center, and he spears it for the out. Each team now starting to square up a little bit and hit the ball on the barrel against the opposing pitchers. That was Daniel Kearns lining to right. And here is Gavin George. Here is Smith into the windup. Big breaking curve stayed upstairs to George, 1-0. He has flown to center and struck out. Smith working very quickly. There's a ball skied behind the plate. Can Anderson have a play? No, it skims down the screen. The catcher for Cincinnati Christian spun, retreated toward the backstop, ran out of room. 1-1 count, one out. Rushi, top of the seventh. Raiders have a couple of hits, one by Grant Saunders, a run-scoring double, a single by Will Sherman. Here's a bunt up the third baseline, foul. Good idea by Gavin George. He just jerked it too far to the left. And the count's 1-2. Third baseman for the Cougars was playing a step behind the bag. That's Bryce Youngkuns. Youngkuns is now moving in a little bit, although George has two strikes. He cuts on it and comes up empty. Strike three. Two down for Rushi. Here's Tyler Scott. Into the order, tries to get a runner or two aboard for the top for the Raiders here in the top of the seventh inning. Inside corner at the knee, Smith whips in a strike on Tyler Scott. There's a high pitch swung on Biscott, fouled in the air over the screen behind home plate and over the media booth. Nothing and two, Smith working quickly. And Scott swings, skies it to Karangi in straightaway center. He's got a beat on it. He's there, parking under it. Out is recorded. Rushi gone very quickly. Boy, in three or four frames in this game, Rushi's gone up and out in a matter of just a couple of minutes, as they do here in the top of the seventh without threatening. Bottom of the seventh. Cincinnati Christian tries to pull this game out of the fire. We're tied up at one. Bottom of inning number seven, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, Matt, slowly but surely, pitch counts for these two fine starting pitchers are beginning to be a factor.
Yeah, unofficially, Kearns with 96 pitches and Smith with just 81.
And the starting pitcher is permitted 125. What helped Daniel Kearns, for example, in the sectional final was that his pitch count was kept very low throughout the game. And as the starting pitcher, he was able to keep Fort Laramie scoreless all the way into the 10th inning of that game.
Right, right.
A ball and a strike of the first hitter for Cincinnati Christian in the bottom of the seventh. And here's a line fly to deep right center. Off and running for Rushi is Jordan York. And he makes a great grab in deep right center field, well over 300 feet from home plate. That ball was ticketed for a double, maybe a triple. It was really smoked off the bat of Cody Anderson, the Cougars catcher, hauled in by York. He's turned in a couple gems in a row in these two innings.
The outfield play on both teams this game has been amazing.
Yeah, it sparkled, no question. Right center field, what a play by York. Ball was tagged off the bat of Cody Anderson, and the count is 1-1 on Jim Karangi, the center fielder for Cincinnati Christian, with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Karangi has flown to right and struck out. Here's a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Karangi couldn't get a... No, it's ruled a check swing, ball two. 2-1 on Karangi. Kearns fires high. 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Karangi. Cougars try to get a man aboard. The windup, the pitch by Kearns. High and wide. It is ball four. That's a critical base runner. Kearns has got to keep him tight. Cincinnati Christian with a man on in the bottom of the seventh and one out. Here's Caden Glenn, the second baseman. And, Matt, you don't dare allow one of these next two to reach and bring up Mitchell Smith at the top of the lineup. Kearns throws to first.
We've been able to get him out three times, but yep. His numbers suggest that he's due.
You're pushing your luck.
A fourth.
Trying to make him 0 for 4. Glenn squares to bunt. Throw to first twice in a row by Kearns. Base runner Karangi is back. Wind continues to blow out. Just a few puffy white clouds dot the sky here now at Coldwater. Glenn squares to bunt again. Oh, it's a steal attempt. The pitch taken low and away, and the throw is not a good one down to second. It's wide to the left field side, and stealing easily on the play is Karangi. And now let's see what the Raiders will do. We've got a conference at the mound. Let's update ourselves on the count here on Glenn. Scoreboard shows a strike.
Yeah, it was called strike on the. He kind of showed bunt, faked, allow the runner to steal.
So he did bring the bat through the strike zone, missing the ball with the bunt attempt. That was by hitter Caden Glenn of Cincinnati Christian, the only pitch so far in this at bat, on which Karangi attempted to steal. And I don't think even a good throw would have gotten him, Matt.
No. He had that base stolen.
So Cincinnati Christian has the game's winning run parked out at second. And Caden Glenn is at the plate with a one-strike count. Steal on a fake bunt. Well, actually, it wasn't a fake bunt. It was a bunt attempt. And fortunately, maybe in a way for Cincinnati Christian, the hitter didn't get the bat on the ball.
Right.
So he's not retired. He's still up. One less out. Not two outs. One. Runner at second. A strike on Glenn. Connor Pletz, the DH, on deck. Kearns looks back at second. The pitch to Glenn. Swung on. Oh, it's fisted in the air right off the knuckles. It travels about 55 feet. Right back to Daniel Kearns, who catches it head high for the second out. It's an easy one.
But that brings up Pletz, and Pletz has been a lot of trouble for Kearns in this game.
He's been pesky, no question. Outfield shades into the left, by the way. York in center is in left center. Runner at second. Here's the pitch on the way to Pletz. Kearns starts him off. Wow. Is Daniel ever brazen? A slow-breaking curveball. First pitch to Pletz. It's called a strike of beauty. Winning run at second, two down for Cincinnati Christian. Bottom of the seventh, 1-1 tie. Pitch to Pletz, swung on, line fly, short left. Raiders coming on. Rushi can't make the catch. The runner from second wheels around third. He scores easily on the bloop single to left field. Connor Pletz dumps one to left about 6 or 7 feet short of Gavin George, and Cincinnati Christian pulls it out of the fire in the bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1. Single to left by Pletz. It wasn't hit hard. Might have traveled, 170 feet, Matt?
If that.
Yeah. And The Raiders were bunched in the outfield, not up close enough, as the ball dropped right in front of the left fielder, Gavin George. It's a base hit. And Cincinnati Christian wins it 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Each starting pitcher was brilliant. And the Cougars of Cincinnati Christian will play Minster tomorrow. Game time to be determined at probably 2, maybe as late as 3 o'clock. And we'll have the webcast for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final hit totals in the game, Matt. That base hit by Cincinnati Christian there in the bottom of the seventh inning was the Cougars' third for the entire game?
Yep. Yes.
And Rushi wound up with two hits.
Right.
For Rushi. 2 runs, 3 hits for Cincinnati Christian. A run, 2 hits for Rushi. It was a base on balls, a stolen base on a missed bunt at the plate, which enabled Tim Karanji to scoot to second. And then after a second out, short pop out to Daniel Kern to the mound, Connor Pletz, with about a 2/3 or 3/4 swing, dumped a short single to left about, 15 to 20 feet fair in front of Gavin George. The ball, I bet, didn't travel, 2 baselines of distance into left field, maybe 170 feet total.
Right.
And Rushi simply couldn't catch the ball. It hit the grass and scooted by George a little bit. He was going to have no opportunity to make a play at the plate. The base runner for Cincinnati Christian, Tim Karanji, he was off and running. He could tell from his angle.
With 2 out.
You're right, 2 outs. The ball was going to drop, and he was speeding around third. Yeah, you're right, big difference there, 1 out or 2. If there's 1 out, he probably does not score. He's got to be careful of the outfielder catching that fly ball. And when it looked like it was going to hit the ground, off and running was Karanji. A weak throw to the plate was way late. Even a good throw was not going to catch him. And Cincinnati Christian, as we thought, wins it in a game played in, about 90 minutes?
Yes, right around 90 minutes.
Incredible. First game lasted 2 hours simply because it was a mercy rule. It would have gone 2.5, 2:45 had it gone a full 7. Minster won it 13-2. Cincinnati Christian wins the second game of the twin bill by a final tally of 2-1 over Rushi. A small ball all the way around, and we knew that's what would decide this contest. And in the end, Matt, it was a stolen base on a missed bunt attempt at the plate that enabled the Cougars to get the decisive run into scoring position.
Yep, it was just, like we said before, it was going to be the little things that made the difference.
And it wasn't an overswing or even a big swing on the base hit to left that won it. It was a 2/3 or 3/4 swing by Pletz, the DH. He barreled it up, managed to just dump it into left field or right in front of George. You can hit balls hard, as both teams did all day long. They were caught, more often than not, by splendid plays in the outfield, and it was just a bloop single that won the contest. Rushi closes 13-17, having won 3 in a row before losing today. Head coach Kevin Flippo's done an outstanding job. I guarantee you he will rebuild this program quickly. 8 seniors move on, including the top half of the lineup. But outstanding diamond tradition has been built at Rushi. 4 years out of 5 to the regional.
There was a couple of freshmen today that had nice games. Aiden Chappie had a nice tournament run, nice game. And then Grant Saunders with that double. They'll still be a factor.
No question about that. 13-17 close for Rushi. As we noted, senior starters, Evan Monier, Jordan York, Carter Francis, Will Sherman, Daniel Kearns, Gavin George, they all graduate and move on. When a young man like Daniel Kearns pitches so well as he did in this game today, you find yourself talking to yourself after the game saying, wow, he deserved better fate, deserved to win. Well, Mitchell Smith for the Cougars of Cincinnati Christian matched Kearns pitch for pitch, inning after inning in this game this afternoon. And we called the script in the pregame, and it was played out right to the word as we wrote it.
Yeah, Daniel Kearns had an outstanding tournament. He had that perfect game against Riverside in their first tournament game, and then the 1-0 shutout over Laramie. Just an outstanding tournament for that senior.
But the Rushi Raiders seniors will be missed, no doubt about that. We certainly wish them the very best of luck as they advance on after Rushi High School. Let's take a look at those Rushi 12th graders in total. Don't want to miss one. I might not have mentioned Will Sherman a moment ago. Zach Bergman's a senior. We didn't mention him. Carter Francis, Daniel Kearns, Jordan York, Tyler Scott, the DH, Gavin George, we noted, Will Sherman, all seniors, the bulk of the starting lineup. And it's a club that will have to rebuild itself. No better man than Kevin Flippo to do it. This was his fourth regional in 5 years. And there's tradition here at Rushi, as Cincinnati Christian head coach Curtis Moak noted in his pregame comments. Hey, I know what Rushi baseball is all about. It's nitty, gritty, it's smart, it's intelligent. And anything less from Cincy Christian here today, Matt, and Rushi wins this game, not the Cougars.
That's right. They made some great defensive plays. Well, both teams did. Made some great defensive plays in the outfield and saved probably 2-3 runs each way.
If this second game was small ball, the first game was what? Power ball?
Yeah. I mean, Minster, first pitch of the game, home run.
Right. Yeah. 13-2 win by Minster, and then in great contrast, 2-1 win by Cincinnati Christian in the second game of the doubleheader. Don't have a starting time for the game tomorrow yet. I tell you what, we will post it on our website as soon as we find out. Matt, let's take a lengthy 2-minute break. Maybe we can get a start time for that game tomorrow. You've got to believe the tournament director, coaches are talking about it. You know they'd like to be aware of that start time before they leave the facility here today. Let's take a 2-minute break. Minster wins 13-2. Rushi drops a 2-1 thriller in the bottom of the seventh to Cincinnati Christian, setting up a Cougars-Wildcats matchup tomorrow. We may have a game time in the next 2 minutes. If so, we will inform you of that. Otherwise, we'll return and sign off until tomorrow afternoon, and you'll be advised of webcast time on the scoresbroadcast.com website. Back in 2 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, back here at Coldwater. Sorry for the brief absence. We've just learned 4 p.m. Not one, not two, not three. 4 p.m. for the regional championship tomorrow. Webcast time, 3:45 from here at Coldwater. Two fine games. Mincer hit the ball all over the park, including a first-pitch home run. How about that, Matt?
Yeah, that was quite a start for the Mincer. The first four batters reached, and pretty much it was over from that point.
Yes, and then the second game was a small ball, well-pitched special. And Cincinnati Christian, one out by a run, 2-1. And it will be interesting tomorrow because each team, Cincinnati Christian and Mincer, will have to throw number two guys. You can bet it's going to be Jack Heitbrink for Mincer. And it could very well be the shortstop for Cincinnati Christian, Alex Johnson. He has more often than not been the number two guy behind Mitchell Smith. He threw pretty well last year in the regional final against Fort Loramie. His pitch count got up. He tired. He was pretty strong through five and then weakened. He kept Fort Loramie at bay, you know, through the first 75, 80 pitches or so. And then the Redskins started to tee up on him. But who knows? Alex Johnson, the Cincinnati Christian shortstop, another year under his belt. He'll be called on to pick up where Mitchell Smith left off today. Jack Heitbrink, no doubt, on the mound for Mincer. And he's the young man who 2 years ago in the state championship game as a sophomore went the route in beating Rushi 2-1 at Huntington Park. So we know that Heitbrink
has that big game experience.
Yes, he can get it done under pressure. Alex Johnson has been the number two man. He's thrown some tournament games. You know, that's...
He's got a big challenge slowing down this Mincer offense.
Exactly. That is going to be the challenge. Minster's hitting so well, well over 300 as a team. Can Alex Johnson, the number two man for the Cougars, slow down Mincer's bats? I don't think you can bring him to a halt. You're not going to be able to hold him to a run or two. That's probably out of the question. Cincinnati Christian's going to have to scratch and claw and somehow, some way generate three or four or four or five and get a well-pitched game from Johnson tomorrow as he will back up Mitchell Smith, who is brilliant here today for the Cougars, who outlast Daniel Kearns and the Rushi Raiders by a 2-1 count. A lot of fun, good weather. Thankfully, we were able to get out of Springfield just in time before the weekend ended to get this regional tournament in. There is a chance, I think, though, Matt, of what, late-day showers tomorrow? A chance?
A slight chance, but it's supposed to be a lot cooler tomorrow, only around 70.
You're right. It is supposed to be much cooler. Enjoyed it. Quickly, let's highlight our sponsors. We've been on the air thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. You've heard from them. Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in Mincer. You'll love the catch of the day. Open at 6 for breakfast. They are superb. An array of sandwiches and wraps at lunch. That's Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in Mincer. Gratitude as well to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, or I should say Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. The winner tomorrow advances to Akron to play next Friday at 4 against the new Middletown Springfield Jeromesville Hillsdale winner. That game was played at noon. That regional championship up at Strongsville was played at noon today. That game is over, pending a delay because of lightning or rain, but that game more than likely is history. And the winner of that game could be down here scouting tomorrow afternoon, game time, not till 4, webcast time, 3:45 here at Coldwater, the Southwest Region Championship in Division IV baseball. Minster against Cincinnati Christian. Minster 21-7. Cincinnati Christian 18-5. Enjoyed it, Matt. A lot of fun. At both games.
Great day of basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We saw power. We saw small ball. We saw outstanding pitching. We saw splendid base running. We saw a little bit of everything here in this twin bill at Coldwater today. So many thanks to Coldwater Athletic Director Eric Goodwin. He rolled out the red carpet for us, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. We were just about able to call balls and strikes all afternoon. What a perch. Just off center behind home plate. Lots of fun. We've run down our sponsors for you. We will see you tomorrow. Talk to you at 3:45. Minster Cincinnati Christian Regional Championship at stake, a berth in the Final Four next Friday in Akron. For Matt Zerger, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Coldwater. Again, the final scores: Cincinnati Christian 2, Rushi 1, Minster 13, Mechanicsburg 2. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.